With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major developments in two of Donald Trump's legal cases. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Late last week, a New York judge delayed Donald Trump's hush money criminal case. Jury selection was to have begun later this month, but the criminal trial is being pushed back until mid-April after Trump lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. Meanwhile, in Georgia, the lead prosecutor in the former president's election interference case is out of a job. He resigned after the judge said either the DA or the prosecutor had to withdraw because of a romantic relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, author and podcaster Dan Senor blasting the commander-in-chief over the State of the Union.
I saw what President Biden did at the State of the Union address and the criticisms, unprecedented for him or for any president for that matter. The criticisms he made against Israel were to me, over the top.
And he adds that Biden's words and actions just send the absolute wrong message.
And when you unleash the kind of criticisms against Israel that Biden was doing, it provides jet fuel, rocket fuel, for Israel's critics, for Israel's opponents.
And he adds the president has been ramping up his criticism of Israel in order to shore up support from the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas faction of the Democrat Party. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Parts of southern India going through a blistering heat wave right now for this time of the year, and in the last few years it has received little rainfall. To boot, water levels are very, very low. Forecasters say temps could reach 116 to 118 this week. This is SRN News. A player in the NBA using a recent media appearance following a game to urge people to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. 22-year-old Jaden Ivey plays for the Detroit Pistons and shared his Christian faith when talking to reporters following a team victory.
First, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and to any of the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back, and we all have to repent for our sins, and we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it. And, you know, it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
Ivy was the fifth pick in the 2022 NBA draft. This is SRN News. Nearly three-quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy when they don't have their phones with them.
That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. But despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. Many are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationship with their phones and social media. Last fall, dozens of states, including California and New York, sued Instagram and Facebook owner Meta for harming young people and contributing to the youth mental health crisis by designing features that addict children. John Scott reporting.
Memory of the deadly shooting at last month's Super Bowl rally in Kansas City still on the minds of people at a St. Patrick's Day parade today. But this time the mass gathering went off without any trouble. Kansas City police reported two minor arrests, but police weren't taking any chances. Some 400 officers were on hand. More details at SRNnews.com.